Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Epiphany. Steinbrenner had a plaque over his on his desk, which read, "Oh, Steinbrenner, do you remember him? My New York Yankees, sadly." And the sign said, "Lead, follow, or get out of the way." And that was a pretty popular saying back in the 70s and 80s, that's 40 years ago. The management advice, lead, follow, get out of the way. It's still good advice because it's still good wisdom when you need to know how to get out of the way. And it just came to mind because of yesterday's event at Murata Senior Center, where near here, a couple of our parishioners make their home there. It's stuck back in an area of Cushetunk development, a fairly lovely place to live, and there's a senior citizen apartment complex there for people who can be independent in their living on their own and yet need a very efficient way to live their lives. A lot of attention is given to them around Christmas time, as you imagine. And when members of the parish said, "Hey, let's do something there," they said, "Great, but why don't you come afterward, because nobody comes after. You get to the 25th, and then it's kind of quiet, and people are alone. So you took it upon yourself to create for them a fabulous event that took place yesterday at lunch in the afternoon. Intergenerational event, because there were some younger folks there playing their Celtic harp, some older folks there attempting to play their violin, some younger folks playing their violin with you. Dozens of you helped out, cook and serve and talk and move from table to table. What you didn't need was a leader. All you needed to do was to show up and to participate and to volunteer and be part of it. Oh, you had people saying, I'm sure you had people, Marge, saying how to cook it this way. Or not. We need that kind of leadership just like you need a good cookbook. But the leadership of the community of the faithful here does not depend upon power, does not depend upon influence, does not depend upon accreditation, does not depend upon the clothes you wear, does not depend upon where you come from. And it only depends upon who you are, if who you are is someone who's had a chance to know Jesus and get to know him and want to share that with other people. Not in the way that says, believe the way I do or think the way I do, but here's how we love. Here's how we care. Here's how we are going to be present to you when maybe nobody else is. Today's gospel, we hear about the calling of Nate and Phil to become apostles and disciples. And we know that long list of men and women who became apostles and disciples and leaders of the church did not include people that went through special training. Other than being called and understanding and heard the voice of the one who called them. And what's beautiful about this particular community of faith is that you understand that you are equally called. Because, you know, when you hear the language of being called, it usually has to do with some sort of official order in the ecclesiastical body, the church. I was called to be a monk, I was called to be a nun, I was called to be a priest, called to be a deacon. But we see each other as called. I'm called to be a student. I'm called to be a nurse. I'm called to be retired. I'm called to be in security. I'm called to be an officer in the police. I'm called to be a teacher. I'm called to play guitar. I'm called to inspect fire systems around the county to make sure people don't die badly. I'm called to be an acolyte. I'm called to be so many things. So when you hear yourself and who you are, you have been called. And your vocations, whatever they are as pure, holy, and noble as anything the church wants to accredit. So you have a calling because you heard a voice. You heard a passion. You heard a way, I want to do this. One of the only problems we have in our community here is not that we don't hear the call, but we don't say anything about it. We had the vestry last month do a little experiment. Now, I'm not going to do it now because it would take up too much time, but you can, in your mind, play the game, right? Think of a good restaurant you've been to lately. Can you think of a good restaurant? Now, if you don't go to restaurants often enough, fine, think of some restaurant you've been to in the last year. Think of anyone you've been to. It doesn't even matter if you liked it. Could you write a review about what it was? Could you say, oh, I liked it. Let me tell you about the entree I had. Let me tell you about the appetizer. Oh, and it cost, yeah, it was a little pricey for what I got. The service was really lovely. The person who really took care of us, very nice, was a very lovely young man who was taking an order and came back and something wasn't right and he fixed it. You can tell that story. Easily you can tell that story. I've heard you tell that story. Do you tell the story about how you were called to be you after breathing the most important story you have? We could be a little bit more comfortable telling that story as every bit as natural as telling about the restaurant or the movie we went to. And each of us has a story. No one, God certainly could care less where you've been, who you are. God could care less about where you came from. God simply wants to know, have you heard my voice? And will you love in my name? I'm so glad to be part of a group that doesn't need their priest to tell them what to do. Not that you do it anyway. You've heard the voice. You have heard the voice. You know it by name. And God knows your name. And people will see and call you by God's name because of what you do and who you are. With Christmas coming, Grandma was out shopping for gifts for her grandchildren. While she was at the toy store going through her list and carefully selecting gifts, she noticed a small homeless girl outside, wistfully looking into the store. Grandma's heart went out to the little girl. She invited her into the store and asked her to pick out a gift for herself, anything she wanted. As they walked out of the store, the little girl held Grandma's hand and looked up into her eyes and said, are you God? Grandma, somewhat embarrassed and touched, said, no, dear, I'm not God. Then who are you? The little girl asked. Grandma thought for a second and said, I guess I'm a child of God. And the little girl was satisfied and smiled, and as she left to walk down the street, said, I knew there was a connection.